You are now listening to part two of the February 11th, 2007 Jimmy Doan podcast.
We're back.
Right. Jimmy Doan Drive Back. Part two or three or whatever this is going to be. Okay.
Part 14.
Of course, the climate thing is fascinating because they want to pass, various states now are getting in, the, here in Florida especially.
We're all going to burn, right?
Well, thing is, the simple fact is that there is nothing that any state can do, certainly, to change global warming, especially with India and China coming on board. They're going to do that. Now, my point is, of course, Al Gore is having the big O right now because...
he's talking to some of his other Indian friends, some of his wooden Indian friends, and do like a rain dance or like an opposite, you know,
a carbon dioxide suck it up dance or something.
Exactly.
The point is that the deal is I was reading some stuff about how it was years ago. In map making, for instance, it turns out that civilization first started in the Tigris-Euphrates Valley. One of the reasons it didn't start right away was because the ocean level was so high. It was really low for a while. Then it was really high. In fact, it came like all the way up to Basra or someplace like now. It was like 200 miles inland from where it is today.
I think we have a listener there.
The point is that all of this stuff has been changing for literally thousands of years that we know about, that we absolutely know about. The other thing is that a lot of people saying if we don't take serious steps, which would mean eliminating all pollution going into the atmosphere in the next 10 years, we're doomed.
Right.
That's not going to happen. Doomed. We are doomed.
Now, you know that plants consume carbon dioxide, right?
Yep. Grow marijuana.
Exactly.
Man, he's on it.
Well, now you did see where in North Dakota they're doing the hemp thing.
The hemp thing.
What is that?
Well, it turns out that
where's Chong? Chong needs to be flying around, man.
No, it turns out, I didn't realize this, but hemp growing for industrial use or whatever is legal in Canada. I did not know that.
Yeah, and in fact, is that what you're about? Some state is thinking of doing it.
North Dakota. Which figures because they're right next to Canada. But the other thing is that you have to get a permit and everything to do it. Yeah, right. And they have three or four permits. There's some farmers up there that say they want to grow it. The fear, of course, is why it's not that the hemp, the amount of THC or whatever it is that's in hemp is like zero. No, it's like 3-2 beer.
Hemp.
Right. Well,
male plant.
But what they're worried about is that it looks the same, and therefore it'll be
hide it.
That's the whole point.
Third plant.
That's right. Every third plant.
But you can't do that though, because if you do that, then there's seeds all through your female plants, right?
I don't know.
My client has told me that's.
But I'm telling you, this is what is so funny about this is it makes even if you have huge marijuana fields or whatever, it ain't gonna make any difference. Except that we don't care if the climate goes down to hell, if you're smoking enough of that stuff.
Is it getting a little hot, man?
That's right. I don't care.
It's getting a little hot. Hey, man, you look sunburnt, man.
That's right.
Okay. I feel real good.
But anyway, the point is, this is a joke. Hey, what he's offered $25 million for is for you to come up with a machine, a giant machine that sucks, you know, that cleans the atmosphere like a big vacuum cleaner or something. Now, I don't know if you realize the scale of what we're talking about here. There were some.
We're talking a really big one, right?
No. Let me tell you.
Sucks the entire atmosphere spits it back out.
It's like atmosphere dialysis.
Right.
And the point is that
we're talking a diameter hose.
Let me tell you one of the things that is the scale. The scale. Yeah, I did the scale of this. Let me just tell you. If you've ever driven from L.A. to Palm Desert, you go through a pass, and there's a lot of wind in that pass, and there's like a million of these huge fans that are generating electricity there. Not a million. There's like, I would guess,
there's 10,000.
There's certainly 5,000 if there's not any more than that. And at one point in time, you're not going to believe this, in order to get rid of the smog in L.A., they were talking about drilling a hole in the mountains and blowing it through.
I mean,
I'm serious. Let me tell you the scale of this. Let me tell you the scale of what we're talking about here. 10,000 of these fans that are 40 stories tall are not even remotely making a dent in this. I mean, unmeasurable amount.
Right.
So the scale of the pollution, if you want to call it that here, we're talking about millions of tons of CO2 plus the other stuff And it ain't going to happen. It's just, I don't know why people, well, I do know why, because it's part of the socialist takeover, the totalitarian
Branson's
business.
It's all about publicity. This is probably a stunt on his part.
Who?
Branson.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt. You know, I would be doing the same thing. Wait, here's the deal.
Now he gets to go around everywhere and speak all over the place.
Well, not
say,
only,
I put my money where my mouth is.
Well,
I'm solving the freaking world
it
problem.
It is exactly the same as the three guys that borrowed the $10,000 from the guy who died. You heard about that, right? The doctor, the lawyer, and the
right.
And they had to pay him back. So the guy said, "Look, if I'm dead, you have to put it in my coffin." So they asked the dentist, "You know, what did you do? You know, did you put the money?" He says, "Well, I spent the money that I borrowed from him, and I put $5,000 in the coffin anyway." And then the other guy, whatever it was, the priest, I guess, came up and said, "Yeah, you know, I needed it for the congregation and so forth." He says, I didn't have much left, so I only put $2,000 in the coffin." And the lawyer looks at him and says, "You bums, you idiots. I wrote him a check for the full $10,000 and put it right in that coffin." So my point is that Richard is not going to have to pay this. I mean, no. The $25 million, he's never going to have to pay it.
No. Well, and plus he's got an escape plan in case all else goes away.
Yeah.
Which is?
His rocket.
Yeah.
That's true, too.
Virgin Galactic.
I'm out of here, baby.
Yeah. He's like Flash Gordon at this point.
Right? Well, it
Flash.
Is one of the very very first SF science fiction movies about was when Worlds Collide. Did you ever see that one? Antique old one. It was where they had the rocket that went down the ramp and went up, and finally that's what Richard Branson's going to do. Probably he's going to make it to the next
wooden rocket on
That's right. No, don't laugh. Yeah, that's what it was like.
That's right.
But so he's offered a $25 million prize, which is
fix pollution.
To fix the pollution
problem.
Yeah,
it says here
doesn't really care how you do it, right?
Yeah, man created the problem, therefore man should solve the problem. And of course that's that to me is like man broke an egg, put the egg back. I don't think so. It's not gonna happen.
Eat it.
Yeah, that's about it. And so we need everybody capable of discovering an answer today. The problem, of course, is it's apparently you have to be a leading scientist in order to qualify. It can't be just some guy in his backyard that comes up with this thing and suddenly fixes it.
Really?
Yeah, no, it says apparently.
Look, let me tell you how Richard invests money. He is no fool.
You think?
I'm telling you. I guarantee you that $24.9 million of this research will be spent in ways that benefit Virgin Galactic.
Well, no, you have to understand. He doesn't have to spend a dime of it until somebody comes up with the thing. It's a prize. So he doesn't have to spend a dime of it. I mean,
well, I'm saying,
and even, of course, what he can do at the end, if somebody comes up with a thing, Richard could say, "Just kidding."
Well, I mean is,
and of course, if the guy comes up with it, I tell you, if anybody that came up with it, they'd make more than $25 million anyway.
He'll receive $5 billion worth of research in terms of studies. The people apply to him.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. You know, it'll be like, it's like the old perpetual motion machine in a way. People will showing up on his front doorstep, lined up out the door with their better mousetrap, and they'll say, look, like I've got it. Right. And he'll say, not exactly. You need to go back and do some more work.
We can use this in our airplane.
We can use this in my airplane engine. Right. Like, how about I make a Virgin Airways jet that is totally non-polluting,
right.
The jet. It makes no sound, and thank you so much for that. But it doesn't cure pollution, so
right.
You're on your own.
It's
sorry.
It's hypersonic.
Here's $50.
Yeah, here's $50, right. That's exactly right. So, no, this is amazing. He says he's going to invest $3 billion towards fighting global warming, and he would devote all the profits in his travel companies over the next 10 years. Well, yeah, okay, we'll see. He, of course, as part of that pledge, he launched a new Virgin Fuels business, which is selling the fuel to these people, which I thought was kind of interesting. I love this, but I love that they call this the Virgin Challenge. It sounds like something we used to have in high school.
Yeah.
Not sure. So anyway.
Sign me up.
So anyway, that ain't going to happen. Okay, next.
Let's pinch
that one off. I did want to talk a little bit about the teens prosecuted for racy photos. I sent you this one, counselor. Did you read this?
Well, teens are all over the world right now. Teens are posting pictures of themselves drunk.
Well, apparently
naked,
this was here in Florida.
Stoned, whatever.
Apparently they.
Except now these are. What, 13-year-old?
They had 2-1. I love this. A 2-1 majority of the Supreme Court here in Florida upholds a conviction on grounds that the girl produced a photograph featuring a sexual conduct of a child. And what happened? They combined unsupervised teenagers, digital cameras, and email. Given sufficient time, you'll end up with risque photos on a computer somewhere and so forth. Technically, these images constitute child pornography. and so forth. They anyway, the deal is they're somebody. I don't know if they're going to jail or they somehow it got on the internet. They never showed the photographs to anybody else. They don't know how they don't know how the cops got a hold of these photos. Somehow, Florida police learned about the photos and
sounds.
But they said that apparently the Florida Supreme Court said that a 16-year-old cannot be found delinquent for having sex with another 16-year-old. But this is an adult minor situation, so forth.
That's not the case in Florida. Both of them will be found delinquent.
Well, this was in a ruling in a state, BB versus the state. The Florida Supreme Court said that a 16-year-old. This was in 1995.
Said that a 16-year-old could not be found
delinquent for having sex with another 16-year-old.
I'd like to know more about that because I know they can. I know they can. And I defended people, 16-year-olds, after that time. That was maybe, I think that was the case where those two were married or something like that.
A lot of this had to do with the privacy thing. That is to say, they said you couldn't, if you took a photograph, no matter what happened, you couldn't expect privacy. You know, if somebody somehow it showed up. Anyway, these people are, I thought it was interesting because there was a written dissent, 2-1, which is means three people, as you know, in the Florida Supreme Court. In most state Supreme Courts, it's not 9, it's 3 that rule on a lot of this stuff. So, but I'm, of course, my thing on a lot of this stuff is, where's the harm in this?
There's no need for that anymore.
I mean, no harm, no foul. I mean, I don't...
that's not the way it works.
They impute harm to this. I mean, I heard Sean Hannity talking the other day about the Dakota Fanning controversy, and it was the same exact thing.
Her new film coming out that said, you know, simulated rape of a 12-year-old.
Exactly.
And now
she's 12.
Right.
And so everybody's all
playing a 12-year-old. Playing a 12-year-old in the film.
That's right. And she plays this 12-year-old, and everybody was panicked that she was done this irreparable harm because she had to act in the scene.
Well, I'm confused. We already saw this. This already went through with the Brooke Shields.
Right, exactly. Right.
That was 20 years ago.
Pretty Baby.
Yeah. Pretty Baby, right. We already
saw
this.
Same exact thing.
Well, this apparently was a little more. This was.
I just want to say, Sean, it's acting. I mean, it's acting. It's make believe. They're pretending.
Yeah, but still, it's
get raped.
Well, yeah, but let me tell you though,
that decision?
Unless she's a method actor.
Well, exactly. That's what I was thinking. Is that, you know, she's a method actor.
Well, again, you wonder. The courts, of course, step in all over the place.
Right. Her parents are all involved, and they apparently made the decision with her, and she wanted to do it, liked it, and everything.
Yeah, but of course, what the child wants is doesn't matter a hill of beans.
Well, and it doesn't. And
of course, you get paid for that.
I mean, and I'll agree with him that certainly there's. Well,
what happens if she was an 8-year-old?
Well, right. Exactly. There, at some age, mm-hmm. You got to figure that maybe there's some sort of something going on. But look, you got to trust the people involved in it. Look, either you allege that there's been some substantial harm or not. Either there's a problem because the girl now wets her bed and freaks out at night and can't be around men or not.
Well, I think one of the things they were arguing, too, was that we're not going to know that problem until she's the next Paris Hilton.
Bullshit. That's you know that's
in,
like
in 7 years.
That's such a cop out. That's like saying I'm going to save you from your religion. You know you don't know what you're into. I'm going to convert you to my religion because in a few years, in 10 or 20 years, you'll regret it. So I'm going to help you now.
They had a show on TV about this exact thing where the little girl, 12-year-old, I guess she was, or maybe she was a little older, that had been raped. It was a TV show. She had been raped, and they have a pill that will make you forget the past 24 hours or something. So they had I didn't realize.
Is this an after-school special or
something? Wait, where did we get these?
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, let me tell you, the parents were separated. This is, I forget, this was on Crime Scene Investigation or whatever it was. I mean, it was a fiction, but there's a pill, apparently, that will reset your clock or something if you take it right away. It's like a morning after pill. I can forget the adrenaline hasn't had time to set it in long term.
I bet a couple of the guys at Enron wish they had had that pill.
Well, let me tell you what was in the show, and I'm sure that some of our listeners probably saw it.
It's called Jack Daniels.
That's right, roofies. No, the deal was that one parent was saying that. Oh, I know what it was. It was Boston Legal. And the one parent was saying, look, this is a traumatizing thing. The girl's 12, 13, 14 years old, and she doesn't, you know, she's going to live her whole life. This is no reason for her to have this trauma. She might as well erase it from her memory. or the other parent was saying, look, this is part of life. This is trauma is all part of life. You don't, if, you know, wouldn't it be, how bad is it that you could just take a pill and go, well, the judge finally ruled in the rule. The judge said she couldn't take the pill. I'm thinking, this is the stupidest thing in the world. I mean, this is, you know, why was this even in court, number one?
Well, it's in court because this is the kind of thing that's in court all the time. Now, look, it comes down to this. If somebody interviews your
kid.
And
the girl wanted to take the pill. She said, I'm worried that I'm going to be, I'm already having nightmares about this. Right. I want to get rid of the nightmares. And they said, well, you're not you're not old enough to make that decision. Your parents have to make the decision for you. One parent was for it, one was against. I mean, I'm asking you, counselor, what's the story on this? Well, I mean, where, from a libertarian standpoint, I'm thinking, this is...
The way that the law is now, once the professionals are involved, the parents are done. Your parents get no decisions anymore once the professionals make a diagnosis and...
This is effed up.
Well, it is, but, and it should be the parents... and the parents get to decide for kids. Parents decide.
Well,
for
of course,
kids.
In this particular case, the parents were fighting against each other. I mean, one said yes, one said no.
Well, then they fight it out like parents.
Would like War of the Roses, you know, where they get out guns and start.
Well,
exactly. Your Honor, my wife died, and
if it comes to that, then of course there'll be that's a separate crime. And
that's right. That's a separate crime. Right.
And so it's not going to come to that. Then one of the parents gives the guy.
Well, or else they
compromised. I gave.
Yeah, that's right. Or else somebody, you know, sneaks into her bedroom at night and shoves the pill down her throat or something.
Well,
or whatever. You know, too late. Ha ha.
Are we back on the Anna Nicole thing or what?
No. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So we'll wait and see. So. All right.
Well, so it comes down to the same thing. They're imputing this harm. It doesn't matter what the students say. You know, yeah, they did it all on purpose. They're not harmed by it. They can testify to it and everything. If the adults, and more particular, the child enforcement protection team officials feel as though something has happened, then they're going
to... Well, I thought it was interesting that there was 2-1, that one of the judges said, you know, actually said, look, this makes no sense at all for us to be involved in this. So you wonder, of course, dissents, as you know from past history, very often dissents... are the food or fodder for the majority rules in later years. So maybe we'll see what happens on that. I don't know.
Yep.
We got one more thing. Are we getting on the light notes now?
Yes, go. You can if you want.
I didn't hear the music, so I wasn't sure.
I noticed here that the deal to shut North Korean nuclear facilities appears closer. I'm laughing at that. Good luck on that one.
That's light notes.
That's about it too.
All right, do we have our light notes?
Congress finds ways to avoid lobbyist limits. That's a light note.
But yeah, boy. I mean, what a shock that was.
I thought they put the cuffs on themselves.
They did.
Well, I just think it's so funny.
No, they did. They passed a law that literally they were having a problem because it turns out here's the way the rule is: if you go to a dinner or something like that with a lobbyist, you're not allowed to sit down, and all food the food has to be able to be put on a toothpick. That's the way they do it. In other words, if you sit down and have a pasta or something like that, that is forbidden because that's paying for, that's bribing somebody.
A toothpick is a new...
Well, they have, I guess now you could put caviar on a toothpick or something. I mean, I don't know what there's champagne on a toothpick or something.
Again, Jimmy's been in the medication. He's putting champagne on a toothpick.
Well, I love the which was said 80 years ago by H.L. Mencken. All voting is simply an advance auction of stolen goods. All elections are an advance auction of stolen goods. So I mean, it hasn't changed a bit. Look, the fact is that Bush's trimmed down, we're slimming, we're cutting back government. Only 2.9 trillion up from 2.7 trillion budget. Now we're really cutting back. Everybody's really upset about that because it only went up $200 billion, and we're all going to die, and Earth's going to spin off its axis, fight into the sun anyway. The deal is that the money's there, and if you think that there's any way, I'm telling you, you could make it an instantaneous guillotine offense to accept money or give money. There'd still be 5,000 lobbyists in Washington, D.C., and you'd ask, well, gosh, what are they doing there if they can't bribe these congressmen?
That's right.
There's a way.
And remember, if you like to give money...
just give it a different name. It's bartering or something.
Don't laugh.
Oh, I'm not laughing. I'm not kidding.
No, they have... I mean, the rules are... It reminds me a little bit of the McCain-Feingold thing about the elections. As you know, they passed election reform starting in the early 70s, actually, after Nixon, I guess it was, because people were spending money, and they didn't want people to spend money on elections. And so they, of course, in the Supreme Court, affirmed McCain-Feingold, which is unbelievable.
Every time they change the campaign finance rules, it's for exactly one reason. It's because whoever's trying to change them knows that their constituents will vote more with that voting structure. That is to say, with that financial structure, their people will get out to vote more.
Well, I think it's, I tell you the truth, I tend to disagree with you. I think that what the people that get it changed realize that their money's not going to dry up.
Right, that's what I mean.
Yeah, they're still going to have a way to get all the money
right,
they need.
Exactly.
And stay elected.
Right.
So they're certainly not going to pass a campaign finance law that's going to put them out of office.
Exactly.
It's a joke. When you realize that their number one, two, three, and nine, up through the first nine priorities are stay elected.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after that, maybe something for your constituents.
If the other guys get their money from grassroots people, you pass a law against that. You call it reform.
That's right.
If the other guys get some money from big businesses, you pass a law against that. You call it reform.
That's right.
They've been doing it.
They have. The point is, what the article says here, which I thought was interesting, is they found out, obviously, the law was passed that makes it absolutely a shooting, instantaneous shooting offense to take money from lobbyists. But, surprise, surprise, nothing changed. They have political fundraising things now that they have. No, gosh, you mean this big political fundraiser here given by Bayer Aspirin or whatever it is, and we've invited these Congress people. Oh, they just happened to drop by. I mean, we didn't actually invite them. Mm-hmm. They just showed up. I mean, we can't kick them out. It's a public thing here. You know, we're just
giving away filet and lobster.
That's right. We're giving away filet. And it's a public. What they do is they have
a public event.
It's a public event. The public is absolutely welcome to come in for free if you can find the place.
Right.
It's like the beaches in California. You know, they have the thing, you know, you've heard about all that, where a lot of those people that have the multi-million dollar mansions on the beaches there, by California law, you're required to have beach access. And they do have it. But it turns out that it's like it's 4 inches wide, between.
Scale this cliff first.
Yeah, no, it's literally, I mean, it's unbelievable. And there's no parking any place around there. I mean, you literally have to walk, 10 miles to get to the beach access. I mean, it's just, for all intents and purposes, it ain't. This is the same kind of thing here. Yeah, it's open to the public, but good luck on finding it. Good luck on John Jones coming through there. Oh, I'm sorry, you had to wear a red tie. This is actually in celebration of red ties. You don't have a red tie on. You didn't know that. Oh, you do have a red tie. I'm sorry. The red tie one is next week. This is blue tie. So they'll know.
All right. So we're moving on.
Go ahead.
I know we're going to edit in the Crazy Frog music. Laura will do that. Did you hear about this one? This is the new form of sex education here. Have you seen this? What is it? I want to say, is it Alabama? I'm not sure. Okay, but it was a class.
Okay, you got a whole bunch of cousins together, and
it was a class exercise to demonstrate how sexually transmitted diseases are spread.
I saw that.
You see this?
I saw that. Was the chewing? It was in Montgomery County, Maryland.
Right.
Actually, it's up in Maryland.
They take one piece of chewing gum and then ask everybody in the class to chew it for a little.
The same piece.
The same piece.
Now let me tell you something.
One piece.
I read this. Let me just
simulating the juices that would be transmitted. A sexual encounter.
I thought that this was an interesting article because
I chew Jessica Simpson's chewing gum.
You chew anything on Jessica Simpson.
I thought this was, this is, it says discuss the Montgomery County parents and officials. And of course, this, I think this was by some.
This is only the beginning. I can see that. I mean, you start with chewing gum. It's gonna get even crazier.
Well, they had
like
a thing
to have some.
And before you know it, it's gonna
simulate some sexual.
It's gonna be the actual thing,
right?
It's gonna be little Jimmy.
Well, I'm blown away that they got away with it. I mean, I'm just stunned that they got away with it. I'm stunned that the kids went along with it. I thought that the last sentence, as usual in this, was very, as usual, was telling. It was this kid, Tim Perez, 15, a Damascus sophomore. He said, "I just thought it was like not very clean." I thought, no kidding. You know, I mean, you couldn't pay me. I'm sorry.
No, there's no way. I walked out of class.
But almost everybody did it. They had one piece of gum that went around to 15 kids. I'm thinking, you think about the peer pressure involved. Now this is scary.
It says nearly 100 students participated in the lessons, although some declined to actually chew the gum.
Well, there was another thing they did. They were told to sample squares of chocolate, of one of which they were told was a laxative. The point was to illustrate the uncertainty of knowing whether or not it contracted an STD after a sexual encounter. Four boys volunteered. I mean, they had that. Now think about it. They opened up the Russell Stover. They opened up the Russell Stover box of chocolates. There are all these squares there. One of them is a total laxative.
And then one of the boys.
It's like four cheerleaders and one prostitute.
One of the boys spends the last 4 hours of school day in the bathroom.
Well, the thing about it is, if they after it was all over, they said, "Ha ha, we were fooling you." There was no laxative.
They were all laxatives.
Yeah, they were all laxatives. That's right. I love school officials said no actual laxatives were dispensed. Yeah. Fake laxatives were dispensed.
All right, so, hey, did you see this? The use of illegal drugs is down.
I saw that. Now, let me tell you something. I have a rule on that.
We'll keep this light. This could be serious, but we'll keep it light.
Well, they found out that apparently a lot of the illegal... How does it... You read the part of it there that makes sense.
Well, it says it's dropped sharply since 01. But, which, you know, the main thing they're really talking about here, folks, is marijuana.
Right.
Oh, that's really what it's about. But they're saying now the problem, and this is good for all you marijuana smokers out there, is that the abuse of prescription drugs.
OxyContin and stuff like that has gone away.
So now the war against drugs is moving against
pharmacy. The drugs, yeah, exactly. Well, the drugs are... They said that this problem is second only to marijuana. And I'm wondering, what's the problem with marijuana?
His big, hugest problem is with marijuana.
It's chong, man. Chong.
Well, I want to tell you something. You want to know how to get the use of illegal drugs down? I'll tell you right now. Legalize them.
Yeah.
And then the problem goes to zero.
Go get out, man.
Yeah, man.
Well, that's good. So, I mean, at least they're focusing on what certainly could be strongly argued is really more of an issue today and more of a problem. Prescription drugs can be extremely powerful, and the abuse is widespread.
Well, of course, I never caught.
And they kill you. Who was the last person that died of marijuana? Who was that?
Well, nobody ever died.
Cue the crickets there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because nobody. But, you know, the last person to die of prescription, well, let's see, Anna Nicole Smith is the last one we know of.
A couple days ago.
You know, but other than that, someone just died. Oh, wait. Someone else we don't know just died of a prescription drug.
That's right. What is it? One every so many minutes or whatever the heck it is.
That's right.
Well, again, the whole point is that this, again, it makes no sense. This is the government. This is your government at work, folks. Okay. It makes no sense.
All right. So moving on to not only our government is freaking crazy, but the Canadian Mint. Did you see about this? We talked about this briefly. The $1 million coin.
Now, I want to know. Has anybody seen this
coin? Remember, we take PayPal.
No, you can't see it because that way you'd be able to counterfeit it.
We also take $1 million coins.
Well, now,
if you don't have PayPal, folks, and you want to join the donation,
yeah,
we'll take $1 million coin.
Well, let me tell you.
Just tape it to a little postcard.
What the guy said was, what I thought was interesting about this, what they said was they've taken a lesson from one of the other commonwealths.
All right.
Australia.
Okay.
Had a $100,000 coin that
not
they made.
Not to be outdone.
Not to be outdone. The Canadians want to do $1 million.
$100,000, ding. You know.
Well, I'm sorry. It was in Austria, not Australia. It was in Austria.
It's close enough.
What's the difference?
They did a 100,000 euros. Well, big difference. 100,000 euro coins, and they sold out like instantaneously. Gone. History.
But half of them went to Abu Dhabi.
Well, that could be.
And
that
Dubai could. Or whatever. So.
Well, I can, you know, they said, I love this.
those guys are tipping me.
Well, I wonder, have you seen on Channel 21 here where the guys have they sell the coins all the time, you know, the coin. Have you ever seen
it? Well, it's like home shopping.
Home shopping.
Coins,
they sell coins. Well, I wonder if they had in Austria. They only minted 15 of these coins that were worth 100,000 euros, and they said it took them a month to sell them.
Wow!
So
now, 20, 30 years ago, Jimmy would have owned one of those, wouldn't you, Jimmy?
Jimmy
he
had,
used to like to buy the big chunks of gold and crap.
I had a thousand dollar bill. That was the other thing. That was something I used to do. Now, unfortunately, $1,000 bills have gone through the ceiling now.
Really?
You have to pay like $2,000 for them. In the mid 70s.
Do you have any left?
I wish. Jimmy spent all his money on drugs.
On these microphones.
That's right. No, the deal was in the old days, seriously, you could get, they stopped making $1,000 bills in 1945, and you could get practically brand new crispy $1,000 bills in the mid 70s for $1,025 is what they were. And you could go around, then you could go sell it back for $1,000 to the coin dealer.
Right.
And, you know, you'd never go in and cash it, but you,
that Jimmy would just flash it.
I would flash it. I would say, I would go to the bar and say,
I got a $1,000 bill.
No, I wouldn't say that. I'd say, do you have change for $1,000? That's all I got. And they'd say, no. And then you need to show them the $1,000 bill. And then
then the chicks just flocked around.
Well, I found that back then, if you put a $100 bill
like
on your forehead,
you'd be, shit, man.
if you put a $100 bill on your forehead, you'd be surprised the attention you get.
Well, but you got to be careful with this, because then she squats down and picks it up.
That's nothing. And your point is, I'm sorry, I missed your point on that.
We got it. So
I wonder how many of these are going to make number one, and how many they're going to sell. If it took them a month to sell 15 of the Austrian coins, I mean, I wonder how many of these they're going to. $1 million Canadian, $850,000 US. I don't know. Yes, and they call it an investment. I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, if it was made out of, what's it going to be made out of? Some kind of rare earth, really rare earth?
Yeah, I mean,
moon dust,
radium or something.
they're going to make it out of moon dust.
It better be snortable moon dust.
A plutonium core, then
kryptonite, baby.
Kryptonite, yeah. No, yeah, the other thing.
Alien spaceship hull.
Well, the other thing is, if the coin
unobtainium.
Unobtainium. And of course, if the coin is, you know, 4 feet across and 6 inches thick,
right?
That's, you know, like
forklift.
Well, you know, they have those coins. That was money, and some of those South Sea Islands, they had the big sticks. Exactly, the stones were money.
It is going to be a big coin, they said.
It better be. Yeah. Probably not something you're going to be jingling around in your pocket.
It just falls out.
Well, they're going to. Now, also, our United States Mint is going to do, I think, aren't they going to do dollars again? Going to try again?
Yep.
For the third time?
There.
They're going to do, well, they're going to do dollars.
On it this time?
Remember, we talked about this,
George.
We talked about this on the original. You know, the sack of dollar.
And the
dollar coin. Yeah. What a crock.
And I love and Jack's back. We were like, Jack, what do you think we should put on? And he goes, I think we should put a nude chick.
I mean, they would have used it.
And Jimmy said, what, just topless? I said, full frontal.
Full frontal, that's right. Well, you know, that's the beauty of a coin like that is you could have the front and the back. I mean, this would be perfect, number one. But the other little minor problem
is saying heads and tails?
So to speak. Right. Tails for sure.
Tails.
And, that's right. The other thing is, the problem that you have is you can see that the coins.
Put Pocahontas on there. She's 14.
And
it's child pornography.
Child pornography. You get arrested for carrying a dollar.
Arrest them in.
That's right. Well, the other thing is that you can imagine the coins would, like, wear out because people would be rubbing them all the time. So.
Oh, Jimmy just had to go.
I had to do it.
Well, hey, now we can have Anna Nicole, baby. You know, it'll have to be a little oversized.
It seems, you know, that is
Anna Nicole, baby.
You know, now that is the truth. An Anna Nicole coin. Yeah. Now there, it doesn't get any better than that. Now,
it's good for one big snort of whatever you want. That's all it'll buy.
Jimmy, Jack's got into Jimmy's medication.
Yeah, I gotta say,
you left the drawer open, man. I mean, come on.
I went to the bathroom.
We had to take the. That's right. We had to take the break, and it was already cut up.
That's right.
That's already cut up.
It was talcum powder, of course. A little placebo.
A little Clorox.
That's right.
Comet.
Okay, what's next? Anything next?
Are we
done? What's happening here?
Who knows what's happening here? No, I think we're done. We're wrapping it up.
I gotta go.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. The engineer's got something.
Some dude got arrested for shining a laser at a police chopper in Naples and tried to blame it on his 5-year-old son.
Really?
Yeah.
You can. Wait. And why didn't that go?
What do you mean?
Why didn't that go as a legitimate...
Well, because deputies later determined that Newsom's son was not with him when the laser was pointed at the helicopter.
He doesn't have a son.
Well, now, it is a federal offense, I think, to shine a laser.
They charged him, and they said it's pointing a laser at aircraft, which is a third-degree felony, punishable by up to 5 years in prison.
DNA.
Yep, they go with his DNA.
Yep.
And he's being held on a $50,000 bond right now.
What do they think he's going to do?
They're taking his DNA.
They're going to take his laser,
but I mean, $50,000 bond, where do they think he's going to... Why don't they just take his goddamn laser away and turn him loose?
Either the police are going to get his DNA or his cellmate is going to get his DNA.
I hope they took his belt.
But they took his belt.
We don't want any hanging.
All right, what else you got?
Nearly 1 million Easy Bake ovens were recalled.
I saw that. That was because they're to get too hot or something. No, but yeah. The Easy Bake Ovens have been around for 50 years.
I know. I was just.
What about the old ones? What about the ones on Antiques Roadshow or something? I mean,
no, I mean the 70s when they could barely make a light bulb. They had these things.
Yeah, no, right. No. Come on. Okay. Look, I don't need to hear this.
7-year old broom erupts into flames.
I mean, didn't they used to have fire in them?
No. They
fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. A small blowtorch.
Coleman propane.
No. It was in order to start it, you had to rub two sticks together.
That's right. Came with a flint stick.
But I mean, they're going to recall a million of them. Boy, that's a lot.
What are they going to? But are they going to replace the 100-watt bulb with a 75-watt or what?
I don't know.
No, you know, they're collector's items. No one's seen them. Especially now. You got the easy burn oven.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they said. It is easily.
Oh, I tell you, the tortler.
Now, like I said, they said it received 29 reports of children getting their fingers or hands caught in the oven's opening. 5 children have been burned. So for 5 kids and 29 reports of children getting their fingers or hands caught in the oven, they're going to recall a million ovens. That's a lot.
That reminds me, of course, that's the other thing that they do, of course. I think the car manufacturers, to some extent, that's where they got nailed the Ford people, I think, when the Pinto was blowing up.
Well,
they figured out that they did a cost-benefit analysis. They said, well, we'll just pay them all. You know, anybody that dies, we'll give them $1 million we're still, rather than fix it.
Yeah, because, I mean, let me tell you, a little experience in some of the things I do. A recall is literally a nightmare for any company. Yeah.
Really?
It is absolutely near bankruptcy in many situations.
Really?
And these days, for sure, yeah.
Just the word recall, if you have to, you go to
it's like FCAT.
Yeah.
They need a new name for recall.
Yeah, I mean, you go to Easy Bake's oven, whatever their website, easybake.com, whatever. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you right now, recall is right there. It's cover your ass full on right now for them.
Uh-huh.
They're absolutely freaking out. This could be... Like you said, could be the end of the company if things are not handled.
Well, of course, some of the companies I know when they did the recall on somebody was poisoning those pills and they had to recall all the
Tylenol.
So they didn't go broke by it in a long shot. They recalled.
Oh, but that was
close on that.
Huge.
Yeah, they took a big hit.
Then what about the Jack in the Box people when they had to recall all that
the
meat?
The big ones are the car people. The car people have recalled 200,000 vehicles,
right?
And stuff like that.
I mean, Ford Explorer. And look where Ford is now.
You know, 20,000.
Ford Explorer 10 years ago was the most popular.
Yeah, but now
they
a lot of those when they recall them, it's like a $20 fix or something.
Yeah, but still, for them, there's all these and they have to do certain amount of advertising.
I know.
It's millions and millions of dollars.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah, so it's nightmare.
What we want to do is we want to avoid recalls. Is what you're trying to say?
So if you don't want your Easy Bake Oven, just send it.
We're
to
We're not recalling
us.
Any Jimmy Doan coffee mugs.
That's right.
You can drink from them at your
no matter
own
how.
That's
perform.
Right. Well, we ought to put a warning. I guess we're going to put a warning label on the coffee
they
mug.
They explode spontaneously. It's because they double as hand grenades.
Hey man, you got a lucky
one.
You
were too.
You got charged for that.
They're made out of C3. We couldn't find any C4, so we used C3.
Right. But again, the catalyst
C2.9
right.
is actually
that plus microwaves.
That's right. The catalyst is a microwave.
Yeah, well, that's right. Oh, did we say don't heat it in the microwave?
We forgot that. No,
Jesus,
Jimmy. Then there'd be no fun if we did that.
That's right. Well, we always
we
like
to keep those emails coming. You know,
that's right.
One armed emails coming.
That's right.
And the Jimmy Doan shirts, there's hemp weaved into. So walk through the airport.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
The hemp weed. I forgot about it.
They're weave. You know, I didn't. I was just got a picture here. I'll pass around. Maybe I'll post it on our website. But you know, they just had the 10th Moscow Championship of hairdressers and nail art designers in Moscow.
My name is Sergey.
You gotta see this girl's got like, you know, birds and geisha girls and flowers and stuff on her nails. It's pretty freaky.
Oh, yeah,
I'll
right,
link
we'll
to it.
Now, wait a minute. That was on nails and hair?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't see us. I mean, we got some people that do hair in this town that you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Starship Enterprise or something like that on your head.
And apparently you can get Starship Enterprise.
I'm serious. Made out of your
model. there's a, apparently you can have, which I can't believe this, and this girl lives cone right here. She's getting him a snake massage.
Ooh, I know that. I got one. Wait, hold it. Stop the presses.
Wait, I've seen a website about that.
In some place in Israel, Talmay El Azar, Israel. But it's like, you know, they say contact with the creatures can be soothing. Well, I assume as long as they stay
As long as decent. It's not attached to your face or something.
Wrap tightly around your neck.
How many girls do you think would go in for a snake massage?
Yeah, not a whole lot.
Not a. I'm going to go with not a bunch.
So, Eric, the snake massage line didn't work for you either. Hey, honey, I just want to give you a snake massage.
Yeah, have you seen my pet trouser snake? Right.
Trout.
And the only last thing I've got is Charles Barkley said he won $700,000 gambling.
That's right.
And
doesn't sound like gambling.
Yeah, no. I mean, he says he loves gambling. You know, he says he didn't say how much he bet on Sunday's game, which the Indianapolis Colts beat Chicago Bears in Miami. And he said that on Monday he lost $2.5 million in a 6-hour period one night last year. He said Monday that he lost $2.5 million last year. He says, it's a stupid, bad habit. I have a problem. But the problem is when you can't afford it. I can afford to gamble. I didn't kill myself when I lost $2.5 million. I like to gamble, and I'm not going to quit.
Yeah, baby.
He's got an addiction, I can tell you that.
Oh, there's no question. But
I think he just admitted that.
Yeah, I'd
say. But he can afford it.
They have a 12-step program for that.
Yeah, he said that in an ESPN interview, he estimated he's lost around $10 million gambling over the years.
They must have a special suite for him in Las Vegas.
Oh, you can imagine.
You know, he shows up, hi, this is CB.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to come out there and gamble. Boy, they send the jet for him.
Hey, you know, we said we were going to do a special Super Bowl show, but I thought the ads kind of sucked.
Yeah.
They did suck.
The only one that I liked was the, I did like the GoDaddy one.
GoDaddy.
I always liked the GoDaddy.
Which one was that?
That's the one where the guy, yeah, of course. And, well, again, it had the guys who's going, well, we're working on our, you know, everybody here at GoDaddy is just committed to bringing you the best price and domain names and hosting and all this stuff. And he goes, even the marketing department, they swing the door open and there's just like this wild party going on, chicks and stuff.
Island
and
Beach.
And then they have the guys from Orange County Choppers with, you know, with they're like rating the girls with these, you know, 996 or whatever. The guy flips it over to where it's a 9, but, that was pretty good, and of course, my marketing department does look a lot like that, so I understand.
Yeah,
I love the rock, paper, scissors ad.
Yeah.
That got a lot of flack.
Yeah,
I like the halftime show.
And the Snickers
show.
When they pulled.
I think Prince halftime show, you know, pulled it away. That was the best phallic ad.
Pulled it off.
Pull on this. All right, well, listen, thank you all for listening. And I'm not sure, I don't know when the next is going to be. Jimmy has to travel to the North Country next week.
That's right. You're going to
Virginia.
Tennessee or Virginia? Or
Virginia. I'm driving to Virginia.
You're doing another grandma trip.
Yes, it's another grandma trip.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going to take the Bird Highway in West Virginia?
You can bet on that. That's right.
Are you
Bird Brain.
Leave us the keys and the will and testament and whatever else we need in case
the keys
you don't
to the medication cabinet.
You bringing your one bullet?
Yes, I am bringing my one bullet. I'm bringing my gun with one bullet. And I'm thinking maybe a garrote would do well.
Garrote.
Yeah, huh? That's what you slice. That's a piano wire that you put around your neck. Traveling with grandma is not something that normal people would.
Although I thought
Jimmy is heavily medicated on those trips.
A grot was usually used on someone else, though, wasn't Jimmy?
Jimmy would use it on himself.
Okay.
He would find a way.
You're not saying watch out, grandma.
With an anchor on it, just throws the anchor out the window.
No, Jimmy. Let me tell you what Jimmy would do. Jimmy would put his feet in a bucket of concrete, put a rope and a garrote around his neck and tie it onto the dock, shoot himself in the head and fall into the ocean, and maybe that way he would die.
It's a happy day at the Jimmy Doan Show. Keep those emails coming to Jimmy at JimmyDoan.com. Remember, 866-95-JIMMY, those calls ringing off the hook.
Well, not exactly. We're
Remember,
getting ready.
D-Bag at JimmyDoan.com.
I don't need D-Bag. This is not. I don't want to get that one.
That's still getting the most emails at D-Bag.
Well, don't
keep them coming.
We still have some coffee mugs left too, don't we?
Yeah. Oh yeah, keep them coming.
We're gonna get ready.
We got miscellaneous Jimmy junk over here in the Jimmy junk corner.
Oh, that's right. Well, you saw my new Mexican deterrent item. I got a paintball gun. Yeah,
paintball, baby.
We're gonna have some fun with that. Okay, see y'all later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to part 2 of the February 11th, 2007 Jimmy Doan podcast.
Download the Jimmy Doan Show as a podcast or visit jimmydoan.com and click on any show to make a play.